You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hannah Baba. One of the most common diseases in the world is the hepatitis C virus. The blood infection is often called the silent killer. More than half of people who carry it don't even know that they have it. It can remain dormant for decades, and it's estimated that 40% of jail and prison populations are infected with the virus. It's the subject of our story today from our partners at the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free, I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop.
From San Quentin, reporter Lewis A. Scott brings us this story.
Man, let's keep this real. This is the first time in my life I thought about just ending it all.
Over 600 men have tested positive for hepatitis C in San Quentin State Prison. Thomas Holmes is one of those men, and he is now in a state of remission, having tested positive for hepatitis C stage 4.
Everybody know me as Hakeem. I'm 69 years old. I'm an old lifer, seven to life. I've been incarcerated for 38 years.
An inmate can request to see a doctor by filling out a request form. Depending on one's medical state will determine the level of care provided. Holmes had no symptoms. He went to the doctor for a simple physical, and that was the beginning of his nightmare.
12 years ago, the blood test come back positive for Hep C. So the question was, had I got it while I was incarcerated? And the answer was no. But it came from the early 70s of shooting dope.
Hepatitis C is a bloodborne disease. It is caused by a virus, the hepatitis C virus, and it is primarily transmitted through certain behaviors in which the infected blood of someone is transmitted to another individual. Those most affected are veterans, prisoners, uninsured, or on Medicaid. Holmes had very little knowledge about hepatitis until he tested positive for the virus. That's when he began to learn all that he could, preparing for the biggest fight of his life.
It's a very intelligent disease, right? It hides and it's smart and it's able to hide and stay away from other things that can block it. And it just lies dormant in your system for decades. And then all of a sudden, one day, it just pops its little ugly head up. It scared me because by the time the Hep C came up on me, right, it was already in the latter stages. I had to get a liver biopsy and my liver was eroding and all this other stuff. I was in stage 4, which is the worst it can get.
Recently, a new drug called Sovaldi has been approved by the FDA. According to the Center for Healthcare Innovation, Sovaldi can cure up to 87% of blacks and 91% of non-black patients within 3 months. The price tag for this drug is $1,000 per pill, a hefty price tag for the state to pay for each inmate within the system that tests positive for hepatitis C. Interferon is a more common drug used to treat hepatitis C.
Well, they put me on the old regimen. It really wasn't doing the job it was supposed to do because of the latter stages that I was in. Right, they have more success with that interferon in the early stages rather than do in the latter stages. You know, I began to lose weight rapidly, you know. Within a matter of a few months, I had lost 40 pounds, you know what I'm saying, which I'm a thin guy to begin with. So that was very drastic.
Holmes also had problems with the way the interferon was administered.
Shooting this needle into my stomach every week, right, and I had to shoot it in the different directions and different parts of my body, because if I keep shooting in the same place, it makes your skin hard like alligator skin.
The side effects of interferon were severe.
I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. You know, the side effects, man, started becoming very bad. It was the chills, right? At night I sit up and I... It was very, very, very bad.
Holmes says he couldn't escape the pain.
It's the first time in my life, man, let's keep this real, where I thought about just ending it all. You know what I'm saying? And I always considered myself a soldier, man, and that I would never even contemplate something like that.
After the interferon cycle of injections, an individual is tested twice within a 6-month time period. The test results determine what the next best course of action for the patient is.
All the poison finally got out of my blood. So as of right now, I'm in remission.
Thomas Holmes is thankful to be in remission, but he definitely wishes that he would have had an option to take a drug that didn't have such severe side effects.
But I must say that I still feel drained. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like it's not totally out of my body. I'm not sure if it ever will be.
Holmes is in remission, but he still thinks his experience with hepatitis C wouldn't have been so painful if he had access to the newer Sovaldi drug. But now that he's got through the worst of it, he'll take it day by day. From SQPR, I'm Lewis A. Scott.